Welcome everybody. Dobrodošli. Vsi ste pozdravljeni. Today I would like to speak about two sides of time. You can say two faces of time. In my native city, there is a central square where they have a bell tower. Which rings the bell every hour, every half hour, every 15 minutes. And on that bell, you can climb there. This is a municipal council. It is written, Vigilatis, nestitis enim horam, which means, be attentive, because you don't know either the year or the hour. You don't know the hour, you don't know the day. So it's a quote. We don't know the year, and we don't know the hour of what? You all know. This is something you all know. So this is a feature of time that we all know very well. Time as the destroyer. As the philosopher said, nothing is further away than 1 minute ago. Nothing is further away than 1 minute ago. And also, even though we try to understand what will happen after 1 minute, we all have our plans for the next minute. I think you have a plan to sit here, and I have a plan to sit here. But who knows? What may happen? Yes, nobody knows. Like when Srila Prabhupada, 50 years ago, he was giving initiations in sannyas, to sannyas ashram, renunciation, monk, making people into monks, giving monk initiations. And he gave some of these initiations to quite young people in terms of years. You know, some of them were 24 years old or something like this. Rather, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took when he was 20. So one reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, isn't it that sannyas is for the old people? So Srila Prabhupada, who was actually quite amazing with all kinds of reporters and journalists, he said, what is the meaning of old? Who is old? So they say, well, old meaning one who will probably die soon. So he says, do you know when you will die? And they say, no. Do we know when these people will die? No. They can die very soon. Yes? Well, they can. So they are old. So in that sense, everybody is old. Because everybody can die soon. Unfortunately. Or fortunately. We don't know. It's, you know, what is good, what is bad. Sometimes not so easy to determine. And when our translator from the Ukrainian BBT, Archamurti Mataji, was going to see her husband's family Gopi Parandana Prabhu's family in America. She was going for the American visa. It was 20-something years ago. And in the visa, in the consulate, she was asked, what do you do? She said, well, I am Hare Krishna. I translate books like the Bhagavad Gita. And when she mentioned Bhagavad Gita, the American visa officer said, Kalosmi lokakshayakrit pravrido lokan samahar tumiha pravritta rite pitam nabhavishanti sarve yeva sita pratinikeshu yodha. This is maybe the beginning of this. And she came back and she said, it's amazing, I don't know this verse, I shall learn this verse. He knows this verse, I don't know this verse. So this is a verse spoken by Oppenheimer when he saw the first atomic explosion in modern history, when he saw this mushroom and terrible explosion, he said, Kalosmi. This was what Krishna replied to Arjuna after showing him his aspect of the universal form. The universe as an aspect of destroying time, aspect of the Lord which destroys everything. And he says to Arjuna, I am time. Ya sem chas, veliki uničevalec svetov. In prišel sem, da pokončam vse ljudi. Hare Krishna. Vsi vojaki obeh vojska, razen vas, Pandov, bodo ubiti na bojišču. Hare Krishna. So sometimes we complain, you know, why this person, oh, it's such a pity, this person died, that person died. Yeah? Sometimes we feel sad. Somebody is dying. But Bhrijan Prabhu says, but isn't it a fact that actually everybody dies? And why don't you complain that everybody dies in this world? Like when somebody told Srila Prabhupada, why is it, Swamiji, you speak Indian philosophy, but why does India have such a high mortality rate? So Prabhupada said, well, India has the exact same mortality rate as every other place, 100%. So this is, as they say, as certain as death. Yes. As certain as death, they say. So this is one of the aspects of time destruction. And they say that this is one of the aspects in which God appears to atheists. So if somebody doesn't want to accept God, he still has to see God as death. My brother-in-law, I remember, we were arguing about philosophy with him, and I was telling him, you know, there is Krishna, there is God, and he said, no, that's interesting, that's all good, but after I die, if God comes to me after I die, I will tell God, please go away, because I did not believe you when I was alive. Do you think this would help? In some way? And on the other hand, it's a funny statement for an atheist. Anyway, so yes, everybody knows this aspect of time, the destructor, this one who destroys everything. However, I want to bring your attention to one strange phenomenon. For the last 10 minutes, we've been speaking about death, destruction. But if you look around, everybody is smiling and laughing. We Hare Krishnas are different. Why do we laugh? It's actually a very funny thing. You know, you want to make a Hare Krishna laugh? I don't know, tell him that you will die. You know? Strange. How is this? Why do you laugh? You know, this is, people avoid topic of death. It's a taboo. You don't talk about such things. You know, this nowadays, these days. But you talk about death to a devotee, they laugh. Because time has two sides. So, as Prabhupada says, like, death is like a cat. So, the cat will be seen very differently by a rat and by a little kitten. So both may be caught in the mouth, in the fangs, teeth of the cat. However, if somebody is a rat in the teeth of a cat, that's very terrible. But if a kitten is in the teeth of a cat, mama cat, yeah, kitten thinks, oh, my mama puts me in some better place. Yeah? So, there are two sides of time. There are two sides of even death. And this is what Krishna speaks about in the Gita. Yeah. If you study the Gita, you can see that time acts differently on different personalities. So, in the eighth chapter, which describes different times of death, what are good times to die, what are bad times to die. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, choose properly. Krishna says about something that made it into the Guinness Book of Records several times. So this is 8:19. Krishna says, "Всакич ко настопи брамов дан, се вся жива битя появио на тем свету, с приходом брамове ночи па, со немочна уничена." Okay? So there is a day of Brahma, which lasts 4 billion and 320 million years. That's one day of Brahma, and it made into the Guinness Book of Records 1981 as the biggest unit of time, kalpa. However, in 1998 Guinness Book of Records, they made a correction. They wrote that biggest unit of time is not kalpa, Brahma's day, but Dviparardha, Brahma's life. Naturally, if Brahma has a day, Brahma has a life. Which is 311 trillion years. 311 trillion years. So that's his life. 311 and 11 trillion is billion. Because 1 billion is billion. It's 12 zeros. So, 311 and then 12 zeros. Okay? It's a long time. comparatively. Yep. It seems that other civilizations and cultures didn't have much use for measuring time in such units. So, that's verse 19. But, in verse 20, Krishna says, famously, Parastasmattu bhavon yo vyakto vyaktat sanatana yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu navinasyati. Обстая па ще една непоявна нарава, ки е вечна и не е онстран Те появляюче се і ізгінаюче матеріальне нараве. Трансцендентальна є і ні ніколи унічена. Коє все в матеріальному світі унічено, та дел остане так, як шен є. So, but there is another nature. There is another nature, which is beyond the beyond. Avyakto avyaktat. It's more unmanifest than the unmanifest matter. Important point. Even when there is no matter, it's not enough. There has to be also to be no matter. Which is a very beautiful point, which I like. As some famous physicist said, what is mind, he said, doesn't matter. And what is matter, never mind. It's tough to translate, of course. Yes, so that's why we laugh. Because there is another nature. There is another world, which is beyond the beyond, which is beyond the non-existence. Not only beyond the existence and appearance, but also beyond the non-existence. Beyond existence and non-existence. Avyakto avyaktat. And if we sit here and are good boys and girls, absorbing our consciousness in this transcendental subject matter, then by bhakti yoga, we enter that taddhama paramam mama, Krishna says, taddhama, that tadom, taddhama, same word, dhamma, dom, my superior, my supreme abode. To, kar vedantisti opisujejo kot nepojavno in neuničljivo, kar je znano kot najvišji cilj, kraj, z katerega se tisti, ki ga doseže, nikoli več ne vrne. To je moje najvišje prebivališče. So this is the eternal world, Vrindavan, where time does not kill or produce things. This is the world of eternity. It's, in other words, in this world, material world, time has three phases: the past, the future, and the present. However, in the spiritual world, time is not divided into these three phases. And if you understand that, you understand more than I. And you become transcendental. It's a good topic to meditate. At any rate, that world is beyond past and future. In other words, if something has passed, it's no problem. You can still go back there. Or you can move to the future. So in other words, past and future are not separated. It's not like that here in this material world. Here in this material world, they say, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Not easy to... Sorry. Difficult to translate. I know. So it's another motivator to learn more languages, although you already know many languages. So, even if we are not yet in that spiritual, beyond the beyond world, kingdom, realm of Vrindavan. Time acts on us differently. If you can see that in the Gita, it is shown that normal person, as Krishna himself says, yeah, that I am time which destroys everything in this world. That was the aspect that he showed the warrior Arjuna, because warrior Arjuna had to fight, so he was shown how time has already done the work. So he fights properly, peacefully, in proper consciousness. And at the same time he says, Ritepi tvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Krishna says, I am time, I destroy everything, but I will not destroy you. I destroy everybody except you, the Pandavas, except the devotees. So devotees are treated differently by time. Prabhupada says that in this world we celebrate birthdays. Prabhupada says, why are they called birthdays? They are death days. You're 1 year closer to death. From your birth, you start dying. However, for a devotee, you can celebrate birthdays because every year and every day brings you closer to Krishna. That's where we are going. If we are going to that place, then time acts upon us as a helper, as something that helps us grow in spiritual life. As here in that famous, very famous special verse in the second canto of the Bhagavatam. Ayurharati vaipumsan udyana sanchayan nasau tasyartayat kshanonita uttama shloka vartayam. Shukadeva Goswami says, Oshonaka Rishi says, that with every rising and setting, the sun cuts shorter the life of everybody, except those who use time to hear about Krishna, about the Supreme, about the Absolute Truth, which is which can be described only in the best poetry. You cannot describe the Lord other than in poetry. Also, transcendental poetry, Uttama Shloka. One of the translations of that work. And some acharyas are even saying that Yat Kshanonita means not that those who use that time to meditate, to hear, discuss the Absolute Truth, but it refers also to those who use even 1 minute or 1 moment for hearing about the Supreme, for hearing about the Absolute Truth. Even yet, one kshana means 1 moment. So even 1 moment, Hare Krishna, see, confirmed, used in Krishna Katha has such a great power. As there is this famous story about one thief who was running away from police, and he's running into one street, into another street, and then he sees that some people are, there's some big group of people who sit and discuss Bhagavad Gita. So he jumps there, he sits in the middle, and, you know, pretends that he's listening also as everybody else. And so the police, they look, some religious people, okay, they go further. And then he sees, okay, nobody's there, all right, I can go away. So he spent, you know, just a minute sitting there, pretending he is listening to the Gita. So time comes, and he dies, and he goes to Yamaraj, the terrible judge of the dead. And Yamaraj looks at him with a very threatening eyes and says,
your life has not been good.
There's a lot of things that deserve punishment. But still, I have a report here. There's one note in my file. It says that you spent 1 minute in the lecture on the Bhagavad Gita. So, I have to tell you, it's not much. You weren't even listening. However, I must tell you that can get you 1 day in the heavenly planets. One hour in the heavenly planets. So, in your case, I can give you a choice. Do you want to go where you belong, to hell, and get it over with, you know, go through all the purification, and what do they call them in China? Reform centers or re-education. Through all the re-education in hell, and then you go and enjoy your hour in the heavenly planets before coming back to Earth. Or, you could choose before you go to hell, you can go, okay, then use 1 hour in heaven, you know, before you go for these long, long years in hell. In the hellish lower planets. The reformation planets. So this thief says, can I please have first this 1 hour in heaven? In the heavenly planets? Yamara says, your choice. Okay. There you go. So, boom, he goes to the heavenly planets. He goes to the heavenly planets. What does he do? He runs around and asks everybody, sir, madam, is there any Bhagavad Gita class here? I think, wow, this is some, you know, very religious person. That's okay, there, you go there, and then there's some people are discussing Bhagavad Gita. So he runs there, you know, plops there and sits the full hour, you know. And sometimes pretends, sometimes trying to listen what they are discussing. And then after 1 hour, he's back to Yamaraj. Yamaraj says, Well, 1 hour, now you have used 1 hour that you could enjoy any heavenly pleasures. You used it to hear the Bhagavad Gita. You know what? Actually, by the rules, I can give you, this was 1 hour in heavenly planets, listening to Bhagavad Gita. I can give you 1 month in heaven. So what do you choose now? Do you want to, go and be finished with the suffering and then go enjoy your month? Or do you want to first go to the heavenly planets? Heavenly planets first, please! Okay, let's see. So here, boom, again the heavenly planets. He already knows where the Gita class goes. He goes there, he doesn't move, you know, they say, sir, it's already, late today, we are done. He said, no problem, I'll wait, I don't want to miss any second for... So the whole month, he's there, he's listening, and after 1 month, he's back in front of Yamaraj. Yamaraj says, just go to the heavenly planets. What's the point of this game? I know what you will do. So, even 1 minute. And we have been talking for half an hour now. Yes, we are getting a great chance. So time has two faces. Time has two sides. Time destroys everything material. However, time helps a yogi, a spiritualist, a devotee to grow, to ripen, to become mature. In the 20th chapter of the description of autumn, in the Bhagavatam 10th canto, there is a beautiful comparison that it takes a long time for a lotus to reach the surface. However, when the autumn comes, lotus blossoms on the surface of the lake or a river. Last year, we started Bhakti Shastri in near Dnepropetrovsk in Ukraine. So there is a river flowing there, and this river is covered with lotuses. So the plan is to develop a... so we had students from all over Ukraine. I don't know what's going to happen this year. Asking for your prayers that we can continue this year. The tanks do not prevent it, unless it's Krishna's plan. So Srila Prabhupada says that in the summer, it's very hot. In India, you can see that everything is... it's like here, these trees in the winter. In winter, trees shed their leaves. And in India, trees shed their leaves in the summer. When it's very hot, then you can see they fall down and they just they become yellow first in the heat, and then they fall down. However, time is moving. And after this period comes the monsoon, the rainy season. Here you may not be very happy about this rain, but if you were in India in 2 months from now, you would remember this rain as a wonderful time. So the ink, violet ink colored clouds are coming, very beautiful, very very architecturally elegant. Monsoon clouds come, and then rains come, and then everybody dances in the rain. People go out in the rain because it brings, it cools down, and then the greenery comes. Everything blossoms, and these lotuses are coming out, and they blossom on the surface of the lake. So Prabhupada says, in the same way, there's a time for austerity, but in due course of time, if you are engaged properly in bhakti yoga, then your perfection is coming, and Krishna's blessings are coming. And then you blossom as a lotus which reaches the surface and opens to make the world more beautiful and reach the fulfillment of its existence. So time has two sides. One is the destroyer, but there are things that are temporary. It's one element of knowledge to understand that temporary things are temporary. And like this body. And we cannot keep temporary things forever. Carl Jung, who got good marks from Srila Prabhupada in his dialectical spiritualism, said that a person becomes neurotic if before 40 years of age he tries to avoid responsibility. If he doesn't use that time to work, to build something, to struggle and achieve something, he becomes, if he tries to avoid that hard work, discipline, he becomes neurotic. That slows his development. But after 40, you know, like figuratively speaking, it doesn't have to be exact, you know, 40, but around that time, the person becomes neurotic if he does not accept the inevitability of death and doesn't start learning to give up attachments to this world and to all the things physical, all these all the physical things. And many of Western psychologists were admiring the Indian system that has four periods. Everybody's life is planned in four periods. Brahmacharya, you are a student. Discipline. Then grihastha, it's responsible work to create and maintain family and the society. But then, after roughly speaking 50, everybody knows that all the higher classes, they take vanaprastha, they start winding down the mundane affairs of this world, and then sannyas, renunciation, to prepare to be. So vanaprastha is renunciation, but sannyas is even not about renunciation, it's about knowledge, it's about neutrality, being already detached, being indifferent to acquisitions and losses of this material world, being in equilibrium and balance. So this is part of one's upbringing all throughout, and one has proper schedule and understands there's time to build, there's time to end things. And in the same way, it's time to end our class. And I'll just repeat that according to the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, the same time, the same minutes, the same days can either be the destroyer of things and possibilities and opportunities, or they can be the river that brings you your spiritual blessings. If you're on a spiritual path, if you dedicate your life to devotional service, to the absolute truth, the most beautiful, all-attractive Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A question, a comment, a doubt. Who has questions? Okay, we have one, two. So, let's ask the lady first. Ko pride, ali pa pred tem?
Pred tem že vem. Ko bo Satya Yuga?
Satya Yuga is very beautiful. Satya Yuga is... this is one of important distinctions between the Western outlook on time and the Oriental outlook on time. You can see that Veda describes time as cyclical. Days of Brahma, lives of Brahma, yuga after yuga. So, the first yuga is so-called golden age, when everybody lives thousands of years, they are not physically bound. Everybody is a saint, a sage, and everybody is fully expert in meditation. So therefore it says that everybody is a paramahamsa, is like a white swan who is not touched by matter. And therefore, the society doesn't even have to be ekavarna. There's no real need in varnashram organizing society according to differences, because everybody is like paramahamsa or a perfect saint. So at the end of Kali Yuga, it's not a very good time, but the Kali Yuga ends after 4,000 years, so 400,000 years, so don't get worried yet. You can get worried a little later, after 400,000 years. Then at the end, Kalki comes, and since the world is in total depravity, degradation, completely degraded, so therefore the demoniac forces attack Kalki avatar, the incarnation of the Lord. He kills all of them, and then everything burns. He burns everything. So things are burnt. At the end, also, people are small, insects and some lizards are huge. So that, like, lizards are like dinosaurs. And people are not very healthy. And then everything is burnt. And then in the Himalaya, some places in the Himalayas, there are some villages where saintly persons live, who begin the next generation of saintly kings and saintly people, and then everything is peaceful, ecology is perfect. People don't even have to practice agriculture, because nature produces everything. Like in the forest, you have all the fruits and all the food growing automatically. You don't even have to work for that. So you can just absorb yourself in meditation, in spiritual life. However, that time also ends after Satyuga lasts, goes for four times, four, so what is this, 1,600,000 years? Around that, or 700,000 years. And then again comes next yuga, conditions are worse, next yuga conditions worse, and then this Kali Yuga comes, which is 1/10 of this cycle. It's only 10%. So therefore, the purpose of our existence is to get out of this cycle, stop getting round and round, and go to that world beyond time, to the world of spirit, where we can be who we are without putting on different masks and disguises life after life, and then enjoy serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead in whatever relationship we have with Him eternally. Yeah, potem se bo u redu. Yes, Om Purnama Adah Purnamidam. This world comes from the perfect Lord, and it's controlled by the higher energies, and therefore they can set everything straight very quickly without any problem. So degradation occurs not only because of our mismanagement, but also because of degradation of consciousness of people. So if the world is full of saints, then everything quickly changes. Hare Krishna. I got a very strict instruction to end on time. So we can discuss whatever other questions are there privately, and otherwise we will have best use of our time now for kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances. One check up.